Drew did not personally request this to be discussed on the show, but sure? I saw the clip.
You sure? I saw his tweet.
He tweeted about it?
Of course he did.
Then maybe Drew.
I'm going to say the same. No. Do not pin this on me. You guys, it was in the rundown. I didn't say anything. We had to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything.
I thought maybe he put it in, but then I thought. I did not. It looked like it was gold.
No, I put it in the rundown, but.
I put in the. He tweeted
about it. Because he already drew attention to it.
Yes.
Obviously, the new Netflix documentary is out. Quarterback Joe Burrow is a part of that. As a result of that, there's a clip of Steve Spagnuolo approaching Joe Burrow and having this to say.
Other than that guy, you're the best in the business. I'm not saying that because you're saying I appreciate you. Good luck. Best
football. Talk about heartbreaking.
Other than our guy, you're the best in the business. So there's a couple of different ways to look at this from Spags. One, I actually think he's being honest. Spagnuolo's a pretty honest guy. I think he probably means it when he says that he thinks Joe Burrow is the second best quarterback in the league. So do Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and the others take offense? Is it kind of a knife twist to be like, other than the guy who's way better than you, who keeps beating you in football games, you're pretty good. Is that like a twist of the knife from Spags? Cause I feel like it is trying to be.
Yeah. On one hand, I definitely was like, wow, like basically you're really good. You're still not as good as our guy. Thanks. Like
that's see you later.
That's
Joe.
One way.
Have a good evening.
I also think Josh Allen was probably watching that saying, wait, he said that to me too. So look, in all seriousness, Joe Burrow, we've discussed this plenty of times on this show, obviously, with Drew being a Bengals guy. I think Joe Burrow is the third best quarterback in this league, and suddenly that's hating on him, I guess. But I still stand by where we've been. I think he's the third best quarterback. I think Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. At some point, results do matter.
So
I'm not big in just on wins and losses for quarterbacks because there's so many factors. But at some point it matters. Somebody does have an MVP. You can say, well, Joe Burrow has a Super Bowl appearance, which is very fair. That's why
I'm not telling you Joe Burrow is
fifth. I think he's the third best quarterback in the league, and Lamar Jackson's the fourth best.
Listen, I'm not going to say anything other than you listen to your defensive coordinator and you listen to what he says, and that's what you should believe.
I mean, we're kind of just like splitting hairs between second and third. Alex and I,
you're fighting for second so badly. I mean,
you and Alex, yeah. Like, it's got to be second so bad. You should be fighting
for
first.
Hold on a second.
Stand up for your guy.
No, hang on a second. So now it's a problem. Hold on. So now that Spack says it, so you're fighting for second now, and it doesn't mean anything. All of a sudden, when your guy says, hey, Spags is, Jabril's actually better, all of a sudden, well, you're just fighting for second now.
No, I think
he's saying that he has to say it. He's not going to say you're better than Mahomes when he
coaches
on the Chiefs.
I think Cody was just saying, like, when you and I have gone back and forth about this, I've said he's 30, right? Like I'm saying he's the 10th best quarterback in the league. I mean, I don't think it's that crazy, second or third. It really, we're not that far off here.
No, but I will say that, like, what really stood out, and we were having this conversation a little before the show, is the more and more I think about where a lot of teams are, some teams and some organizations lately have underperformed because Patrick Mahomes has forced them to underperform, right? Like, he's kept Josh Allen out of Super Bowls. He kept Lamar Jackson out of Super Bowls. He's kept the 49ers from winning Super Bowls, whatever. He has forced some organizations to underperform what should have been a reasonable expectation for their organization. There is no team who has underperformed more considering their quarterback than Cincinnati. It's an indictment on Zach Taylor probably more than it is anything else. But it speaks to the fact that the Chiefs have been holding some teams' head underwater for a while and preventing them from doing the things they want to do. But Cincinnati's like doing it while shooting themselves in the foot. Like, the Chiefs hurt you in that regard, but they're like actively hurting themselves versus it just feels like the Bills and Ravens would have won something if Patrick Mahomes didn't exist. Right? It feels like they're holding
them
back
more. I
would
agree. Yeah.
I don't know.
Joe Burrow also is responsible for holding Josh Allen's head under the water. I don't know if you forgot, in 2023, he went into Josh Allen's house, outplayed him in the snow, and they dominated him as well. So it's not like Burrow's never played Josh Allen. Josh Allen has never beaten Joe Burrow once in his career.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I mean, again, we're talking, like, you know, a couple of head-to-head matchups. And regular season ones
I'm just saying that just as much the same as, more so because Patrick's played him more in the playoffs and played him more in general, Joe Burrow also is partially responsible for.
Why do you think Josh Allen
is
overrated,
not advancing?
Though? Like, why do you, like, take the ranking part? Like, why do you actually think Allen is overrated and you think Burrow's underrated?
The main thing is because, well, one, I think if you just look at, and maybe it's just the national perception of how Joe carries himself, the fact that people think that he's arrogant and all of that stuff that make him think that everybody says that he's not as good as any of people think that he's not as good as Jalen Hurts. Chris Canty doesn't even think that.
Who's saying that?
There are multiple people who think that Joe Burrow is not as good as Jalen Hurts or any of the other guys like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
I've never seen anybody say that about
Patrick Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts, that's
Jalen Hurts actually gets dogged on more than anybody, and the guy's been to two Super Bowls and won one.
If you go and you find, if you search, you will find. Or if you just look.
Yeah, I mean, I can find some idiot on the internet, too.
That's what I'm saying. Is there's more people than you think that actually believe that way about Joe Burrow. The reason why I think Josh Allen is overrated is because a lot of it really has to do with the MVP stuff from last season, but also
he's overrated because he won.
Josh Allen, if you look at Josh Allen, has been handed essentially everything other than elite number two wide receiver. Joe Burrow has not been handed as much as his rollout has not been as much as
offensive players
as Josh. Josh Allen has always had a better offensive line, has always had a better defense, has had a better head coach. Than
head
Joe
coach,
Burrow has.
Maybe.
Than Joe Burrow has. I think that also an easier division to win than Joe Burrow has. I think those four things I think all encapsulate the fact that he hasn't been able to make one and also lost to Joe Burrow in the process of trying to get there.
Your issue here, this is where I have an issue with your argument. Your argument is Joe Burrow is definitively better than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's overrated because he lost to Joe Burrow in a playoff game, and because the only thing he's accomplished, in your opinion, the MVP, he shouldn't have won.
And also,
but then by that argument, Jalen Hurts is better than Joe Burrow, right?
In terms of what?
He's a better quarterback. He has won a Super Bowl. He's beat your boy. He's better, right?
That's
the problem I have.
No, because I'm not.
Now it's not head-to-head. It's just vibes.
But if you watch the games and watch them play, I think that Joe Burrow is more accurate than Josh Allen. Period. He is more accurate of a quarterback than Josh Allen. And you can't say, well, that's the wide receiver stuff, because guess what? Josh Allen,
I wouldn't disagree with that,
has a better offensive line. He can sit back there where Joe Burrow's throwing the ball in 2 seconds.
But by that,
whoever's
open. Josh Allen is
throwing them open.
Maybe he's 5% better or 5% more accurate.
Jalen Hurts,
he's 40 times better as a runner, Josh Allen. So
that's because Josh Allen has to run. I think discounted.
We take away one of his greatest assets because he has to.
No, I think he's a great player. Again, to me, Lamar Jackson's better than Josh Allen as well. I think Josh Allen's 4. I think Lamar Jackson is better than Josh Allen. I'm surprised that you think Josh Allen's 2 and Lamar Jackson.
Consistent on my ranking here with the quarterbacks of 1 through 4.
Because I think a lot of people can also say the Jalen Hurts thing. I think collectively, people understand that. They have the dominant defense that they've had. The offensive line is one of, if not the best in football. He, in fairness, also has Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley.
Why do the weapons count against Allen and Hurts and these guys, but when we bring up Higgins and Chase for Burrow, it's like, well...
Because they don't have the protection.
And Mixon, who was one
because
of the
they don't have the protection
time.
Or defense to go along with what Joe Burrow has. I think it equals out. Because everybody says that, well, he's got Ja'Marr Chase and, well, he's got T. Higgins, which, you're not going to, if Joe Burrow didn't have them, I still think he'd be a very good quarterback. Josh Allen had Stephon Diggs and did squat with Stephon Diggs.
You don't think Josh Allen would be, if he didn't have the defense, you think Josh Allen would just be like a top 10 quarterback?
I would love to see Josh Allen put up the same numbers as Joe Burrow did last year with the offensive line that he had and the defense that he had.
But he gets Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, though.
Well, of course.
I actually think he put up better numbers than a bad defense. I think that always hurts the argument.
I think Joe Burrow does better with what Josh Allen has had than what Josh Allen has done. I think Joe Burrow at least has made one Super Bowl, if not won one, with what Josh Allen has had.
But again, then your argument flaws because then Jalen Hurts should be better. Or Goff should be as good. If it's just about one game difference, the argument falls apart.
No, because
you're talking about a guy who's been to an AFC title game and a guy who's been to a Super Bowl. Talking about one game.
No, because if you put Jalen Hurts on the Bills with what Josh Allen has had, Jalen Hurts does not make a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow wins a Super Bowl, I think, or makes one, at least, what Josh Allen has, where Josh Allen has done nothing. Josh Allen has done nothing with what he has. The narrative around him was he was carrying his team to do this and this and this.
You're right. In the MVP
Lamar
season,
Jackson is better than Josh Allen.
In the MVP season, Josh Allen had studs like Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman running routes for him.